The U.S. government is currently poised to roll out a new strip of asphalt all the way from Laredo, Texas, up to Port Huron, Michigan. Interstate 69, if completed, will stretch over 2,000 miles through Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, and Michigan. The main purpose of this interstate is to provide a channel for trading goods between Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. It would act as a piece of the life support system for the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, and, if enacted, the Free Trade Area of the Americas. In Mexico, another highway is in the works. It's part of a project known as Plan Puebla-Panama. This highway would run from the Mexican state of Puebla directly to Panama. Supporters of fair trade point out that the combination of I-69 and the proposed Mexican highway would complete a highway system that deepens the reach of North American corporations into Mesoamerica. This highway system would funnel goods from Mexican sweatshops to North American consumers, as the corridor along the Plan Puebla-Panama highway is likely to give rise to a rash of factories called maquiladoras. Maquiladoras are export-oriented and typically foreign-owned. They are known for their low wages, long hours, and harsh working conditions. Catherine Stecher of the Campaign for Labor Rights in D.C. explains.
Maquiladora is a word that is used often to describe a factory, often textile, that involves a lot of machinery and repetitive work that often also has poor working conditions. Plan Puebla-Panama is a development plan that's being promoted by mainly the U.S. and Mexico. And a part of it is to open up and create an infrastructure that will allow for more free movement of capital. So yes, in effect, its goal is to create more maquilas and more cheap production. I think maquilas most likely right now will begin to spring up more in southern Mexico. The highway itself will be used to transport these goods into the U.S.
Many Mexicans have been organizing to stop the Plan Puebla-Panama highway, among them the Zapatistas. In the U.S., Midwesterners are launching a summer-long campaign to bring I-69 to an end. The campaign is called Roadless Summer. By stopping this highway, they hope to ultimately disrupt the use of cheap Mexican labor for export by U.S.-based multinational companies. But they're also concerned about the local damage from the highway. A segment of I-69 that would run from Evansville, Indiana, to Indianapolis is the focus of Roadless Summer. I spoke with Nick Keener of the Hoosier Environmental Council.
5,100 acres of farmland would be lost, 1,600 acres of forest, 140 acres of wetlands, for a total of 7,000 acres of Indiana lost to the new terrain I-69.
If this fraction of the interstate in Indiana is stopped, the rest of it is unlikely to be built, says Uma, an organizer with Roadless Summer.
This section of the highway is vital to the rest of the construction. It's the time-saving segment. There are already major highways connecting Mexico to Canada, but this particular section will save 238 trucking hours for each and every truck, and truckers get paid by the mile. It's only the corporations that would benefit from this. More importantly, it's too expensive for most states along the route to invest in the construction of a highway that won't benefit residents and local businesses, and that will cut through many communities and devastate surrounding environments. As of now, Texas is the only other state drawing out plans for construction.
The Roadless Summer campaign will embrace a variety of activities and tactics, including demonstrations, a bike tour of the proposed highway route, a training camp for student activists, and mass direct action. The campaign kicked off on Saturday, June 4th, with a demonstration in Indianapolis. For Free Speech Radio News, this is Helen Matthews in Boston.